What I can say is that the village are already deserted. People have come all to the IDP camps, those in the barracks, in the church, and the enemies, and the complex. And some are fleeing towards Wau.
And how has this affected the church? I mean, you are in the center of this insecurity. How has it affected the church? I saw a message from Bishop Hiboro Kosala, who was asking the government to protect church personnel and to protect people.
How it has affected that, we have also lost one of our priests, Father Luca Yigwe. He went to Najero. He has been in charge of Najero. As he was coming back on Saturday, then that there is a road branching going to Namutina. When he reached there, according to what we got yesterday from the soldiers who went to that Nigeria to follow what was happening, he was abducted and taken towards that road going to Namutina. Now, we don't know whether he's alive or he's dead. No one has confirmed yet about his whereabouts and whether he's alive or dead.
And so you're telling me there's a priest from the Catholic Church who is in charge of the church in Najero and he's missing?
Yes, he's missing. He went there last week on Saturday to pay the teachers who are teaching the secondary school there of the Catholic Church. On his way on Saturday, reaching halfway, he was abducted and taken. He was on a motorbike with one of the driver with whom they went together. Up to now, there is no any information about his whereabouts.
This sounds like not good news to the Catholic Church there. And talk to me about the people who are in your compound. How are you feeding them?
We don't have anything to feed them with, except what they have brought with them. They are trying to survive on. And likely enough now, they are just surviving on the mangoes. But we don't know when the mangoes will finish now, what they will survive on. Because they just rain when there was this attack on Saturday, Friday night. They just rain, leaving everything in the garden. They cannot go back now to the garden. They are just surviving on mango.
Thank you. Thank you, Father Mark Kumbonyeki. That was Father Mark Kumbonyeki, the parish priest of St. Mary Catholic Church in Tomboro Town.